down. 10. 9. 8. 7. 6. 5. 4. 3. 2.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Topper Sports League podcast, the official podcast of the number one social co-ed touch football league in history. With your host, Joe Kay, Emily Schilling, Jeff Kroll, and occasional and random appearances by the Lord himself, Topper. Not to mention, we'll have our random guests, new and old, from the TSL community. Who do we have this week? Let's go find out.
Oh yeah, you don't know how anybody runs routes. You don't know who can catch.
No.
Because like I say a 10-yard out and everybody just seems to interpret that differently.
He usually outrolls.
Which Ricky told me ahead of time, he's like, there's a lot of new players.
There was a lot, like, yeah.
Okay, they don't really know what I'm talking about when I say 10-yard out.
Maybe you don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, I know what I'm talking about.
Are you sure?
I've been doing this long enough.
Beautiful. And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the TSL podcast. It's week two. We're heading into week three. This will be about week two. It's all good.
Yeah.
The weather was slightly better. Less rain, but still kind of cold. But it was supposed to pour rain the entire time, so I have no complaints here. After not having many people on this show, we got a whole full house here as we're back downstairs in the little alcove, the dining room, instead of the haunted mansion.
I miss the haunted mansion.
I do too. There's less echo too. It's probably better for a podcast.
I haven't got to experience the haunted mansion. That's disappointing.
I'm sorry, but I'm not sorry. There's definitely ghosts and rats.
Is the haunted mansion here?
Yes, it's above us. Legitimately. There's ghosts.
The ghost of Angry Buffalo's past is up there.
Definitely want to check this out.
If Langley invites you up there later, say no. Yeah,
don't do it. Okay. Absolutely don't do it.
Wow, guys.
But yeah, it was very exciting and terrifying, but it was pretty cool. But we're back in our normal state here. As always, I'm joined by Jeff Kroll. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me back.
Whatever. Why not? I figured you're an easy target.
I'm here.
You're basically the co-host at this point because we don't have a regular female, so Lenny's furious somewhere.
Of course.
But we do have one female here. Hi, Carly.
Hi.
Carly's here. She's been playing in league for how long now?
Oh, man. Only one session. This is my second.
Why does it feel like you've been around more?
Because I have been at the bar before.
Ah, alcoholism. Perfect.
Yes, yes.
So who convinced you to play? Where'd you come from?
Andrew actually got me here at the bar, but it's Ricky who invited me to play.
Ricky Recchio, of course.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he's a sweetheart. And now you're playing on Not So Sticky?
Yeah.
But why did you blow off Ricky?
Basically, it was because I played a game with Mike Thomas, and I felt like Jeff and Mike Thomas could teach me a lot more. We had a lot of new people on Let's Get Wrecked, so it was just hard to learn from.
We do have so much more to teach than Ricky Recchio. So.
Well, he got hurt halfway through the season, so we really couldn't help out.
Yes, the silly string incident where he blew out his shoulder. Fantastic.
Yeah, yep.
Another in D3. Fantastic. It's so much fun. John Langley is here for like the 100th time because when I need somebody, I can count on him. Hi, John.
That's what I'm good for, right?
Yeah, just existing. That's pretty much all you do at this point.
I was about the 100th call.
No, that's not true. You're the third text.
Wow.
Behind Jeff. Hey, whatever.
Well, I'm shocked. Well, okay. No, appreciate that.
Then Jeff and Dylan. And Dylan said no, but he'll be on, I think, next week. That should be fun.
Look, somebody. I've always wanted to be someone's third choice, so.
Hey, thank you. You're moving on up. For you, that's fantastic. And the longest tenured referee, old man who's been here forever. He's got a 4-year plan, so you're going to miss him when he's gone. Justin,
hello.
The Law Garbaz is here to just basically talk shit about Joey Bats really soon, I hope.
I'll be nice, don't worry.
Well, you just said he was washed and dumb. What are you talking about? He said Travis needs to be the Legends red zone quarterback. You got all this fire. What are you talking about?
We're getting ahead of ourselves.
Record. I thought we were just...
No, let's go on the record.
Now it's on.
The rules of Elvis suggest that you are always on the record.
When we get to the game, I'll give my...
I can't wait. But yeah, let's do that then. Let's start with the games. Let's get right into it. Carly, you have to read these. You got this. Give me my 9 o'clock scores for Breakfast Club.
All right. Steph Infection won with 38 over Little Dubs 17. The Vaginas won with 38 over BDSM with 9. Oh, sorry, Becca. Homosexuals won with 38 over the Ash Slinging Slashers with 32.
Yes, 38 was the score of the day. If you wanted to win Breakfast Club, you needed to get to 38 points. That's ridiculous. I love it. Did anybody see anything of the Steph Infection Little Dubs game? No? Nobody did?
No.
Beautiful. Great job, Steph Infection. Anyway, John, you played in the Homosexuals Ash Slinging Slashers battle there, and, well, you didn't win it, so what happened, pal?
Yeah, so first off, Ashley, great team name. Love it. Number two. So I started off pretty rough in the first half. I was terrible.
I've seen you play
quarterback. Which isn't shocking. I know. If you look at the power rankings, you already know. So we were down 24-6. I told everyone, let me cuss myself out. I'll be all right. We came back in the second half. We were down 32-22, so we were down 10. I'm just putting math together here.
Congrats.
Ashley, we got to like the 10-yard line, 6-0. And Kyle's like, Ashley, you're going to throw this ball. And she had this look on her face like, okay. So she throws the ball back corner of the end zone. Kyle makes a, like, I've never seen him jump this high. Goes up, grabs it, comes down. And then I threw it to, I just know his name is Zach. I've never seen him before.
Good work. Never seen before Zach.
He caught it in the back corner of the end zone. We tie the game. And then game ended with one of Garrett's illustrious trick plays that aren't that tricky. He just goes over and pretends like he's talking to a receiver. I've played with Garrett for 2 Breakfast Club sessions, so I know his. I know everything he does.
He's doing his bullshit.
And then Brian O, is it Ortachowski or something like that? Gets behind center. I'm like, all right, I know it's coming. Garrett's running out of post. They're going to throw it up to Garrett. And I go to, like, swat the ball down. I totally whiff on it. Mm-hmm. And then it goes off. Kyle, like, gets Garrett's arms as he's, like, trying to catch the ball. Ball bounces up. And Andy Kisak miraculously catches the ball. I don't know how he caught it because he just doesn't have good hands. But he somehow came down with the back of the end zone. Everyone asked me, that, like, was he actually in? Yes, he had 2 feet in.
100%.
He was standing there.
I watched it. It was amazing.
And then we had 14 seconds left. The old guy doesn't have the arm he used to, so couldn't really make anything happen from 5-yard line. But it was a great game, honestly. Garrett did what he does best, which was throw an interception on a deep ball. but he actually really played a great game. It's for the first week of Breakfast Club is always the toughest because you don't know the people. So I think it'll get even more competitive. And I think Jeff Kroll said, allegedly off the record earlier, that somebody needs to beat Steph Infection because we don't need a 3-peat.
I'll put it on the record. I'd like to see them lose.
Zero problem.
I actually like a lot of people on the team. It's not a personal thing, but I just don't want to see the same team win for a third time.
Steph, it's personal against
Cut it out. Yeah, fine. It's personal against Steph.
Steph is the league villain somehow. This is where we've come.
One of the nicest people is now the league villain.
So funny. Vagenis 38, BDSM 9. I showed up 8 minutes late. It didn't matter.
Shocker.
So Breakfast Club was the only one that had like a little bit of rain in it, right? Because it kind of
It was an annoying mist.
Yeah, it was the mist. It was like slippery and everything kind of sucked. But Sean made his quarterback debut, and you could tell he's been learning from Joey because he was terrible. The best throw of the day came from Spend, who threw it to Sean, where I lovingly knocked the ball out of Sean's hands because I can defend him. Other than that, yeah, everything just kind of went right for our team. Nick Hawes was throwing great. Josh Snyder was making plays. There was one play, Sean threw it, and Dylan Geloza was running across the field, and he made a one-handed catch, like a pick.
It was really absurd.
It
I saw that
into his glove where I had to check his glove for glue or some other illegal substance.
Wait, Dylan's playing Breakfast Club?
Yeah, he's on my team. Awesome. Spectacular. So that was a really cool play, but yeah, we just kind of like just kind of rolled. That's all it was.
I saw the first drive of that game for BDSM, and when Sean was throwing, and I'll say, look, I saw very little of the game. First drive, he hit a lot of receivers in the hands, and they dropped, like, every one of them. Yeah, so I don't know if it improved for them at all.
No, it's Sean's fault.
No.
I'm kidding.
Well, right, Sean beat you up, so you can't really talk on him.
No.
I love it. So Breakfast Club has happened. It was fun. We got through it pretty quick because there's not much to say. Let's move on to the 10 o'clock games.
All right. No punt intended with 38. One over Free Ballers with 20.
That's at 11, though.
Oh,
numbers.
I am so sorry.
Nina would not have made this mistake last week.
No, she wouldn't.
But she couldn't read names, so we
beat so far. So the 10 a.m. games, let's get that right. Sticky Bandits won with 29 over the Legends with 22. The Untouchables won with 28 over Practice Squad with 23. Bullet Club won with 37 over Vaspian with 12. And Travis Henry's Kids with 32. One over Passing While Intoxicated at 26 points.
Sticky Bandits 29, Legends 22, a big D1 game. Garbage, you reffed it, so before Jeff can get in to talk about how great his team is, why don't you tell me how bad the Legends were?
I mean,
they're moving the ball here and there, but I mean, Joey just didn't have a good day, and this is his mulligan game. So if this continues, I'm gonna blame the weight training. He says he goes to the gym every single day, and it motivated me to try to do so. But then in doing that, I think it's taken away what he's good at. I said him and Matty Ice were two of the better scramblers that, you know, would avoid sacks and things like that. And when people would complain, oh, I tagged him, oh, I did this, I'm like, look who you're dealing with, you know, versus someone that's, you know, doesn't really move all that often. You know, you know the people around the league that aren't scramblers. So it's, I don't know, just what was a bad game for him. But I think Sticky, and it's a credit to Jeff over there. Now, Jeff, have you guys won? Like, because I've done so many years.
We've never won the D1. We've won D4, then D3, then D2.
Then D2, never that.
And we just won indoor. Yeah, but so we've never won D1.
Present. I mean, they. It seems like you guys are gelling. You guys, you know, work together. It's pretty much, I can compare it to like a San Antonio Spurs thing, because that's like my NBA basketball team. It's like, this is what we're doing. Stop it if you want. This is what we're doing on D. And it's like, you just play your game, and look what happens. You win. So.
Yeah.
Does that sound right to you?
That sounds about right to me. I wouldn't disagree when Garbez said they were moving the ball pretty well. We had a couple of nice red zone stops. Mm-hmm. Something keeps buzzing, by the way. Is that somebody's phone sitting here? Is it you, Carly?
It's probably my group. Unbelievable. Snap.
Can you do something about that? Carly is just such a big downgrade over Nina, it needs to be said.
But I think, Jeff, big thing in that game, if you remember, wasn't it your first touchdown? Was that tip touchdown? Wasn't our tip in that?
Yeah, so we got ourselves in a bad situation on the first drive of the game. So we were missing a bunch of people for the game. We had no Brian, no Dean, no Drew. We had Coach Jay, who's, you know, our emergency person, to come in, and he played the game for us. So we took a deep shot to him. Why not throw a jump ball to your tall guy? And the ball was well defended, deflected, and of course Kevin Zach came up with it for the touchdown. Amazing. So Kevin Zach is our Hail Mary guy, apparently. That was pretty awesome.
No, he's there for the deflections.
He's there for the deflections. And then really the big play of the game for us was, you know, Joey had one great drive where, you know, Sean took a deep ball on, I think it was first or second down, right to the one-yard line, like Neil's there waiting for a girl score on the next play. Very next play, Andrew just baits a pass perfectly. Dives, slaps it up in the air, comes down with it as he's falling, lands right on top of it. It was just a brilliant interception and just such a game changer in terms of the momentum.
I love that. All right, so congrats on your big win. You've beaten them before, right?
We actually have a winning record against Legends.
Oh, shit.
So there's a fact for you.
I knew you would know that.
Yeah.
It's on a spreadsheet somewhere.
It's on a spreadsheet. 4-3 against Legends, so there you go.
No Chris Nelson's going to matter.
Of course it is. Of course it is. Travis Henry's kids, 32, passing while intoxicated, 26. Tell me about your game, bud.
So the score is closer than it was for a lot of the game. We were up 32-8. We kind of let off the gas a little bit. But I will give Alex Corbelli a little bit of crap here. He dropped a wide open post route. It was right in his bread basket. He just dropped it. It would have made it, at that point, so 32-38 to, I think they had 14 at this point.
Okay.
But PWI, they never stopped. I mean, Buddy Lee actually made some really nice throws. The girls made some great catches. And then we got to like 5-0 on, I was still on my 5-yard line. That was after Alex had dropped the ball. And I just kind of tried to shovel a pass to Katie, and Buddy Lee just stepped right in front of it, took a right, pitch it to a girl right into the end zone. Uh-oh. So we ended up letting them back into the game. I give them credit for fighting back. They never stopped playing, but we felt like we were in control the whole time. Pete had two interceptions. He had one in the end zone. Buddy Lee threw from like the 3-yard line, and he throws it up to the back of the end zone. Pete just jumps about 8 feet in the air, picks the ball off, and takes it the other way, then pitches it to Jenna as she goes into the end zone. So PWI's, I think they're adjusting to D5 really well.
Amazing D4.
Amazing since you're in D4.
Yeah.
D4. Sorry.
it's a numbers thing today.
I don't do well with numbers. But they played well, and we'll talk about it later, but they got a nice win later in the day too. So they got used to doing comebacks, I guess, throughout the day. But shout out to Pete. You know, he's the best player in D4.
And D3.
Do you want Mike, Colorado Mike's?
Let's hear Colorado Mike.
I'll abbreviate it a little bit. Basically, just wanted to give credit to the girls on his team who he thought played very well.
They did play
great. Yep, and he said, John Langley did have a good game. Hopefully, it doesn't go to his head too much.
I actually thought I played like crap, to be honest. My throws were behind people the whole day. But I did, you know, I appreciate that. You know, so it's not going to go to my head, because I actually came out of the game being pretty upset.
You're upset all the time.
That's true. I have a constant state of being upset.
You're just hard on yourself, it sounds like.
Yeah, ask everybody I've played with.
That's why I make him play receiver. He's less hard on himself. It's easier.
Well, I don't know about that, but...
You are less hard on yourself as a receiver than as a quarterback.
That's because I catch everything.
Well, since we were all playing and or reffing, Untouchables 28, Practice Squad 23 happened. Shout out to Practice Squad because they're still competing, and that's really like half the battle there. I'm sure Burr was just dealing and being awesome. I'm sure he would tell us the same thing. But like I said, Practice Squad is fitting right in, and D2 continues to trot out some pretty good games. So.
Minus Jamie McCabe, too. That's
right.
I mean, that's a big loss.
Yeah,
so.
It was for sure. So that's pretty awesome there. Bullet Club 37, Vaspian 12. Not to talk too much shit, but this game was almost over as it started. We got a pick up in the end zone on their first drive. We went down and scored. Then we got a pick six on their next drive. And then we got a pick like on the next play and scored again. And it was kind of like just a – we just run it.
We did see Nate's pick six there. That was – we just saw him running up the sideline, but it looked like he had like a clear shot.
He had a much better game than he did last week where he was getting burned deep and stuff. He just figured it out. I don't know. He just shook the rust off. So he had a really good game. But other than that, Kelsey that we picked up from Lenny's Ladies is awesome.
She's so good.
She's really, and she still doesn't know what the hell she's doing. So once we teach her more, it's just going to be even better. So she's a lovely surprise. Jeff threw pretty well, so there was nothing really to worry about.
He didn't throw any interceptions to rushers this week, right?
No, I don't think so. No, I think he cleaned that up.
I'm not going to let him live that down.
It's fine.
That's hilarious.
It's fine. He won't let himself live it down. So, yeah, we did that. Baskin scored, at the end. We just kind of called the game. It was never really in doubt. I know they were missing Drew, but I'm not sure how much that would have mattered because we were theoretically missing John and Pete and Nick Buchek and whatever. Shout out to Mike Savati for playing. We dusted him off wherever he was just stored for a while. So, but he was super happy. So I don't know if he'll listen to this, but it was awesome.
Tommy helping that happen, right?
Yeah, of course. We've known Savati for...
Tommy's basically the GM. I mean,
that's... No, he's not at all. Don't ever say that. Oh. Shut the fuck up. So we'll see if we'll eventually see Tom at one of these games, but no big deal. But yeah, it's pretty fun, and I noticed that I think for the first time ever, we're number one overall in the weird topper rankings on the standings.
Yeah,
I've never seen.
I love that stuff. Nobody has any idea how that formula works.
It's stupid.
I think it happened 1 week last year.
Might have. Oh yeah, because you know what? We did go. So we did start off 2-0 in the first week too.
It's I guess the first week doesn't really count, but you know.
Whatever, I'm taking it. It's so pretty cool. So yeah, let's move on to the 11 o'clock games. The 11
o'clock games. No punt intended with 38 winning over the free ballers with 20. Long balls with 35 winning over Goat Sack with 28. And sausage muffins winning with 38. Man, that's a magic number. Over back that pass up with 34. And Blitzkrieg with 41 winning over Pit Parade with 8.
Yes.
Everyone has 38, it seems.
A lot of 38s.
I just counted as 36 people won with 38 points.
You know what's funny? Only one team lost with 38, and that was Let's Get Wrecked.
Fantastic. Woo, that's it.
There eventually.
Let's see here. So no pun intended, 38, free ballers 20. That was field one, bud. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I think no pun intended, they have a good group of guys. They know each other. I think when I talked to Kyle, who was actually there this week, I thought Kyle was the captain and doing it. He goes, no, it's Travis. So I'm like, all right. So and I've always given Travis props about being a quarterback. I think he does very well moving around. Sometimes he'll have a bad game here and there, but he can get the job done. I like their girls with Amber and Casey, and who's their third? Some blonde, is she new or something?
I know who you're talking about, but I don't know what her name is.
I've seen her on the sideline, but
okay.
I think they play well off each other. Free ballers, like I said, they have chances there. It just depends with Dylan. I mean, it goes on their quarterback. They have the athletes. The girls are pretty good with Talia and Jess and that, but if Dylan's, just throwing deep all the time or not, taking what, the defense is giving them, then that's when they get stuck, and they're playing come from behind, then they start snapping on stuff, and then I gotta tell Keita to shut up, and I start getting mad. No, I don't get mad like that. I'm too old for that.
I'm too old to get furious.
But yeah, no pun intended, pretty much had that game, rolling with it. And again, it's just 15 minutes, they outlasted him. So
Travis is just the quarterback for that team then?
Yeah, apparently he's just the starting guy.
Okay. I assumed he was filling in.
I thought that was Kyle's team.
It is.
I mean, Kyle was the captain.
Kyle's
never the captain. It was Amber last year, and now it's Travis.
Oh, that's
which means it's Travis going to be reffing his 4 games.
Yeah.
I have not seen him yet.
Don't worry about Travis. He's reffed.
Does he get the child excuse?
No, Travis gets the I get enough sub requests every week excuse, and I'll give that to him because it's, again, annoying to run a league, and you find that out more and more the more we kind of do here. So he gets that little excuse, or at least that's what we're going to give him. So shout out to them. Long Balls 35, Goat Sack 28. Did anybody see any of this game? I don't think so.
No, none of them. No, but I do want to give Goat Sack some credit. You know, they came over from Game On. Mm-hmm. I think they're really starting to adjust. They have some tall guys. I played against them years ago.
Yep.
Down when they only
had four
divisions.
We all played against them years ago. Yes. But
Goat Sack's been around forever.
They're a fun team. They are a fun team.
They really are. They're all such nice people, too.
You know, they win or lose, they're fun. They're a fun bunch of people. So I just wanted to give them a shout-out.
Oh, absolutely.
They're fun guys.
It's good to see them, obviously, having a much better week this week than last week, although I think the pouring rain had a part in it. So.
Big time.
Sure. Shout-out to them. Shout-out to the Long Balls for getting a win, too. 35-28. I don't know much about the Long Balls. I forgot which team that is because every team has balls in it. At some
yeah, that's the one. Buddy Lee is on it, but he's not normally their quarterback.
Those are the
did quarterback.
I hear about the hockey dudes. You know, because he was acting a fool out there.
I heard about that, yeah.
That's Buddy Lee, though.
Oh, 100%.
He only had 5 high noons instead of his usual 10, so maybe 12. But
I've never seen a quarterback stagger, not this week, but stagger around drunk so much while playing than Buddy Lee.
Oh,
like, I've seen
100%.
That guy play blitzed out of his absolute
mind.
He
is the definition of passing while intoxicated.
Yes.
I've seen him play hockey like that, too, and he just dust people's teeth.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I played hockey with Buddy Lee for like 15 years. It's disgusting. Well,
I hear he's really good at hockey.
He's one of the best, honestly. Yeah. It's... Fuck them. But anyway, so shout out to them. So that's who he's playing. Oh, again, that's who the Long Balls are. They're a bunch of the hockey guys that we play with, so I know a few of them. So it's good to have them. Maybe we'll get them on sometime. Sausage McMuffins, 38, back that pass up 34. I didn't watch anything specifically, but this was the game next to mine, and it just seemed like every time I looked, somebody was catching like a long play and something cool was happening. So this is a very big back-and-forth game, but the Sausage McMuffins end up winning, and that's because they have the better jerseys.
100%.
I will say for this, I ref the back that pass up game last week,
okay,
and it's really good to see them. They got their quarterback, I think May.
Jeff May wasn't there the first week, he
so
was there this week.
This is a team full of a lot of very, very new players.
Yes.
And it's nice to have a veteran guy that's been around this for a while helping them out, and clearly the results show it, that he helped lead them down the field. From my understanding, I didn't get to watch it, but they moved the ball down the field really nicely. Whoever threw for back that pass up last week actually had a couple of nice long balls. The unfortunate part is the wind and the rain really affected that, but nice to see. I think they'll be give them a few weeks. I think, you know, you'll see a lot better things out of them. Mm-hmm. They'll get some wins.
So speaking of teams that are brand new and don't know what the hell they're doing, Pit Parade is basically just a ripoff of Hit Parade, which is where I work. I got a bunch of people I work with to play, to join the league. None of them really knew what the hell they were doing. That's just how it is sometimes. And to make matters worse, we're playing Blitzkrieg, who they know what they're doing. Blitzkrieg's been around for, like, what, 5 years, 10 seasons. And Alex is back because it's the spring, so he's throwing.
Yep.
And they just do what they always do. They know how to play. Like, they just play excellent. Their girls are excellent. Like, just, they walk down the field. They're fun to play against, though.
Yes.
Light red hoodie guy wasn't wearing his light red hoodie.
But
they had, like, some other guy wearing the red hoodie. And I don't know.
Are they just trying to fuck with us now?
We know who the red hoodie guy is, though. So it's kind of bullshit.
Yeah.
But he was making toe tap catches. He was awesome. But it was just a ton of fun. That was the best part, though, is even though we were getting kind of our shit kicked in, people were positive. Our girls were figuring it out pretty quick. We only had two of them this week, so for them to just basically kind of...
You have Nick throwing, right?
Yeah, so Nick Haas from Spinelli is the quarterback, because Spinelli is apparently isn't playing, even though most of them are on teams. And I think I'll bitch about this every week, because it's like, why would you do that? But
that's good for me, though.
Yeah, I know. I talked to Peyton, because we played him later on, and he's just like, people got weddings, they got all this stuff, it is what it is. But they're definitely 100% coming back. What's interesting that I found out, because I was like, oh, new team, but we'll get a quarterback who knows what he's doing, so that should be able to help. Spinelli doesn't call plays. Nick doesn't know how to call plays at all. Learn that Saturday, which is fine. But he's like, yeah, so what do you guys want to do? I'm like, you're the quarterback here. This is the thing you're supposed to do. He's like, yeah, I don't really do that. He goes, Spinelli's, we played together for so long that we just kind of know what the other's doing, and we just chuck it. And Spinelli's routinely puts up 50 to 70 points a week.
Yeah.
So it's like,
I was going to say,
doing that with no fucking idea what you guys are doing, it's amazing.
I was going to say, Nick, you know, Nick and I, ever since our... You know, we played against each other in the playoffs my first session over at Topper, and we've gotten along really well ever since. We talk, me, Peyton, all of them. And the one thing that's always boggled my mind is I used to never call plays. I used to do the same thing he did. We used to put up a lot of points down in, you know, lower divisions, but I knew when we moved up, couldn't do that anymore. I'm like, how the heck do you do it? Yeah. So I thought, coming in with a new team, how the heck are you guys going to adjust and learn with a guy that does? He just does not call plays.
Apparently, it's just fucking chuck it.
He just slings it. And he is, and he does it well.
He does, though, actually. And he was a delight to play with. He was always upbeat and positive. He hung out with us the entire day. Like, he'll probably end up working with us by the end of the season. It'll be great.
He's a fun guy.
Right. But shout out to Blitzkrieg. They're going to be one of the contenders in D6 because it seems like it's Blitzkrieg and Southside, and then
they're glad that everybody I'm not else. There anymore.
Yeah, everybody.
Grass Eaters could end up being really good too.
Right, I know, because
I think it's those three that are going to stand out a little bit.
Yeah, for sure. But let's see what happened at noon. That's 12 o'clock.
So we have the Mavericks with 40 winning over the Free Ballers with 25. Jabronis with 43 winning over Can't Touch This with 28. Passing While Intoxicated with 41, winning over the Baddies with 36. Blitzkrieg with 43, winning over the Mighty Drunks with 19.
All right. So Blitzkrieg 43, Mighty Drunks 19. That's just more of the same.
Yep.
Blitzkrieg comes in and they're playing a team that's playing, I think this was the Mighty Drunks' second game ever. So
yes.
It was just a thing like that where they just kind of, they got.
Like Pit Parade, mm-hmm. Same thing. They're brand new too.
Mm-hmm. So
they all chose on the team.
Easy win for them. For both then.
Yeah, but it's a good way to get started back. So Blitzkrieg kind of just did what they needed to do, so that's good for them. Passing While Intoxicated 41, the Baddies 36. Garrett, not really much of a quarterback when it comes to gender teams, apparently.
I got a little bit of a insight on this. Apparently, Baddies were up by a lot.
Yeah.
They were absolutely.
Yeah, I'm looking at Colorado's description.
They were dog walking them, and then Garrett became Garrett again. And
he said it was like 35-0.
I love Garrett.
35-6 or something. I mean, Baddies were absolutely slaughtering them. And then, he just says, Buddy Lee remembered how to throw the football. They got big performances from their guys and girls and came back and won.
I will say this for Buddy Lee. He does not use a good football for any wet conditions.
No.
No, it's a bad football.
It's
a
slippery, oiled
pit. It's very easy for it to slip through. So anybody uses a composite ball in wet conditions, you've got no chance.
No.
Because the ball's just going to slip off your hand throwing.
You need a rain ball.
But I will say that's a heck of a comeback. I mean, I don't care who you're playing against.
Sure, yeah.
If you're down that much to come back, good for them. Like I said earlier, we gave them the good feeling of coming back, so that helped.
You like to tie it into you every single time.
I'm selfish. About you. I'm selfish. I'm arrogant. Everybody knows this. That's why I get ripped on.
Justin, what happened on your field, bud?
Oh, with the Mavericks Freeballers?
Yes, sir.
Mavericks were missing a couple players. I think it was just Manny, Jordan, Theo, and my new favorite, Mike.
Yes.
He's a great dude. Love that guy. But
that's real, by the way. I know he sounds really sarcastic, but we've been hyping this guy up.
Yeah, he's a comical
new
guy.
New guy, Mike. We need you on this show, apparently.
But it was funny. I talked to Jordan afterwards, and he's got the other team in D1, and like he put up 88 points for the two games, and I'm like, he actually subbed for us when I played last 2 years ago with what was our team?
I know what you're talking about too.
Wolfpack, and what was the other one? The Bulls thing.
I can remember.
Yeah, I even forget 2 years. And usually I don't forget.
Doesn't matter. This is why you have a 4 year plan to leave.
Anyways, but we had Jordan sub for us for like two games, and I'm like watching him, and I'm like, how come you didn't play like this with us? And he's just like, well, Joe Z was telling me that. I'm like, oh, no.
There it is.
I'm like, shouldn't have listened. But I'm like, he does very well. He has a good feel for the game. And when he has players that he knows, he's very good. He either hurries it up, but then he'll drop it back. And Garrett sometimes does that too. Or they'll get quick to the line. They'll just look, and then they'll go back to huddle. So it keeps, like, people, the defense off guard and all that. But Free Ballers, like I said, it just depends what Dylan's gonna show up, and it's is what it is with it. So Mavericks put up. I mean, Jordan's gonna put up points. That's what he's going
for.
It's just, can his defense hold? And Manny, I mean, I played against Manny before. He's a pretty good defender. And again, Mike's very rangy. He's a taller guy, but he made a real good catch in the back of the end zone with 1 foot. I remember. I think Keita might even been on him or someone else. But
I've played on Mavericks game on. I was on the field next to it, so I got to watch at least a little bit. Jordan is, I think he's one of the best quarterbacks, and he's very smart. Okay. He has a system. Big Mike has only been playing for maybe a year and a half, 2 years. He just really started playing, so he's starting to learn the game. Long and rangy is probably an understatement. I don't know what his wingspan is, but it's got to be at least 6'8". He's got the longest arms. I thought Pete did, but this guy's got him beat. Jordan's just, he's got a smart team. They run a system, and he runs Mavericks much like he does losing streak. It's just basically like the AAA team.
Got it.
That, you know, they could come up at any time and help out. They also have a guy named Justin. He wasn't there. He's learning the game, same as Mike. But Mike, I'm telling you, you got to come on this podcast.
Mike's really getting a ton of hype on this.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
And he's genuinely one of the nicest guys.
Yeah.
Like, I've known him for a couple years. We got to know each other, and he's hilarious. He'll say anything at any time, and you just don't know what's going to come out of his mouth. But Mavericks will be a team to be reckoned with in D2, just because Jordan, he's played D1 his whole life. He knows how to beat top teams, and he'll have them ready to go against anybody.
All right. And then Jabroni's 43. Can't touch this 28.
That's me again.
I know it's you again, so I'm just telling me about it.
So this actually was a real back and forth game in the first half. Can't touch just got the ball first. They went down and scored. They have, I need to learn her name. She's short. She's fast.
Of them on that team.
She roasted me last week once. Yep. I mean, I'm sure you wanted to talk about that.
it happened.
But she caught everything. She was getting open the entire game. They were leaving. Jabroni's was leaving the middle of the field wide open. Ryan Doherty was doing was basically sending his guys out there, leaving that middle of the field open, then having one of the girls curl right in. They'd get 10, 15 yards every single time.
Yeah.
The problem was is when Jabroni's adjusted and they started playing a little tighter. You know Eric. He's going to have his team ready. Once they locked it down, Joe Miano was on fire. He could not miss the entire day except for one throw that he threw into triple coverage, and bro wanted me to call pass interference. And I looked right at him and said, I'm not bailing out that throw. There's no chance I'm calling pass interference there.
Stand your ground.
But they're a good team. Jabroni's obviously has a lot of experience with the Klecklers. Joe Miano. Lindsay played fantastic for them. I think she caught everything that was thrown her way.
Nice.
They just looked like a well-oiled machine and can't touch this. Didn't score, I think, their last drive of the first half and then their first two drives of the second half, and that was it. They didn't have a chance after that.
All right. Seems like it was a pretty good game to watch. Let's hear what happened at 1 o'clock.
So Frodo's Wagons with 37, won over Eyes Downtown with 29. The Tater Tots with 32, wins over Come From Behind with 24. Not So Sticky with 15, wins over ILF with only 14.
Only 14.
Let's rub it in. Balls Deep with 35, wins over Pit Parade with 23.
Kyler's your moment. Not So Sticky, 15.
Not So Sticky.
ILF, 14.
It was really just a defensive game. Like, we didn't score. Neither team was scoring for a while.
0-0 for a bit?
It was.
0-0 for a while, yeah.
Yeah.
To halftime?
Almost.
I want to say it was 6-6 at halftime, maybe?
Yeah, it almost. Right? I think, did Sam have that touchdown?
Boy, I don't remember who
or
had it.
Or did he have the
touchdown.
Extra point?
There was like 3 touchdowns. You guys can't remember them?
4 total in the game, yeah. You'd think we would remember the stuff. No, I remember who had the game-winning score.
Just remember how exciting it was.
Uh-oh. Secret messages are being delivered.
Pay no attention to Sydney. She's just doing her job.
Just slide under the door. Anyway, so who did win the game?
So it's funny. I'd rather say who lost, and that was the Interdimensional Lightning Falcons lost that game. So we had some a bet ahead of time, of course. Right. I mean, these are two teams with a lot of history. So
yes. Obviously,
I've played with Andrew for the last several years. We both play together on Sticky Bandits. We have our respective teams in D5, and we were really, really hyped for this matchup. So we had a bet ahead of time. It was Rags' hair and facial hair against Andrew's. Now, Rags has like the long flowing locks and the beard right now. He looks amazing. If we had lost, Rags would have had to have shaved all that off.
That would have been disappointing.
Because Lightning Falcons lost, Andrew is not allowed to cut his hair or shave his face for 6 months. So if you see Andrew
with
a nice looking like haircut or like a freshly trimmed beard, know that he is not a man of honor and that he's not respecting his bet, because he is not allowed to do any of that for 6 months.
Can I just say, he had so much confidence that he was going to win, I think, because he didn't even go get his hair cut or trim ahead of time. He had that much confidence.
I think he shaved, though.
It would be smart. He might have.
Yeah, I'll say this. They had a fun start to the game. So as soon as everybody lined up, Lightning Falcons got the ball first, and they immediately started the game by taking a timeout, and then icing our entire team.
I was so glad I wasn't
ice.
Out there.
We all had a chug, you know, Smirnoff ice, like awesome. Right before the game started. That was worth a timeout to him. So we all got a nice drink to start. And then after that, it just turned into a sloppy game with a lot of interceptions. Yeah. One of which was me intercepting Andrew, and that was so rewarding.
I got to watch that.
Yeah. Oh, you saw that.
Oh, I did. I was standing on the sideline, and not to give Jeff any credit here, because I'm pretty sure it was
Jeff deserves no credit for this one whatsoever.
Andy, for some reason, he's just standing back there, and he's just like looking and looking and looking, and all of a sudden he throws to the sideline, and Jeff jumped the ball. He jumped the pass.
So athletic. That's really what it is. That's what
jump
it is.
Jump means stumble.
This is interception number 4 on the year for me.
Actually,
so I'm
back at
all.
Oh,
yeah.
This might have been the most smooth interception you ever had.
Could be.
Other than the one I
most
threw
of them
right
are very
you.
Clunky. Yeah.
Other than the one I threw right to you.
Yeah, I did appreciate that one.
He jumps it, gets maybe 5 yards or so. I think Andy tagged him or he went out of bounds.
Went out around the 5-yard line.
And all of a sudden, he just like flips the ball to Andy, like gives him this fuck you look, and then just
so
walks
bad.
Out the field. Andy has never looked more defeated in his life.
I'm sure that's
it looked like his life left his body, and he just was soulless at that
point.
It
was a fun moment for our team.
I just have to add that I was on that team, ILF, for the winter league. Mm-hmm. And then I went against them and won. It feels good.
How, did you guys have to score your point at the end to win, or how'd that go?
No, so the end of the game was we had a 9-point lead. They needed a gender touchdown, and we knew that they needed a gender touchdown. So they drive to, I don't know, maybe like the 5-10-yard line, something like that. We know they're going to a girl. Christina Nelson makes a great play from the end zone. Everybody knows the ball is going to her. You know, we have Sam Figueroa standing right behind her, slapping the ball, but she held on to the thing and came down with 8. So they went for a 2-point conversion to win it, and just an incomplete pass, and that's it.
Christina almost caught it on that.
Yeah.
She almost went right to her.
Yeah.
I thought you guys said that Carly caught the 1 point, though. That
no, Carly was the difference, ultimately, because she caught the extra point on the previous drive where we scored. So she had the game-winning score.
I mean, it was team.
No.
It was definitely.
No, it was team Carly.
He's just fuming while his hair is growing at home right now. I love it. Balls deep, 35. Pitteray, 23. We lost, but this one was much better. Basically, everybody, the lessons they learned in the first game where Blitzkrieg kind of stomped us, they applied, and we got better. Couldn't keep up with them, though, because they just had... They had... what's his face? The guy... They had that one guy rushing. I think they call him, like, Baby Gronk or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
That dude is flying in, and he's just hard to get away from. So, Nick...
That's Kevin.
Maybe. Nick was doing, like, some great scrambling away normally, but when this guy's coming in, he's just rushing throws and stuff, but... Kind of learned a little bit on what to do, a couple good pump and goes that we scored on, and everybody kind of figured out a little bit better, which, you know, progress is always a good thing, I guess. So that was cool with that. Frodo Swaggins, 37. Eyes downtown, 29. After last week, I don't think I would have expected this. Guys, what happened, man?
Well, Garrett actually played pretty well.
I don't believe it. What really
happened? No, seriously. Well, Eyes downtown, to their credit, they didn't really. They had Ben, they had Bobby. They had Nick off retreat from getting engaged, and then they had, who else? And Blaze. So that's
Nick Angelo. They had Nick Angelo.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah. So that was their foursome. So Bobby playing D, like everyone else wasn't there. So had they been, maybe they'd take the...
Everybody else who missed is getting fined by Bobby right now.
Yep.
Yeah. So,
extra practice labs.
Bobby is very intense.
What?
So.
Get out of here.
No way.
Not at all.
But, yeah, I mean, if he has to play defense...
Come on. I mean, the game's out of hand. There's, like, a minute left. I mean, see, I'm old school. When that used to happen, I don't want to see people getting injured. If any of you guys remember Andy Smith, he, like, tore his Achilles with a minute left in the same stuff. I'm like...
That's crazy. I was
on that game, and I'm like, just... The points thing, I think that there's so much emphasis on it, and it really doesn't take hold. Because, again, a team has to be tied first off, and the odds of that happening, I mean... Maybe 20%, maybe, but probably under. And it's just like, just be good sports. The game's done. And plus, if it's going over with the time limit and stuff, like myself and Jeff May were just like, come on. Like just,
it just wasn't worth it.
Yeah.
I know, it never is. But they're going to do what they're going to do.
Of course.
Shout out to the Tater Tots for getting it together. They beat Come From Behind in perhaps a D5 championship preview. I mean, these are two of the better teams in that division. So shout out to them. I know they have Derek Pugh throwing for them now, so... They're obviously just working on getting on the same page, and shout out to them. Nobody else obviously saw it because nobody else is chiming in, so we're going to move right on to 2 o'clock.
All right. We have the losing streak with 48 over the scared hitless with 12.
The scared hitless.
Find these tips. The apologize to everyone listening.
The Wanderers with 39, winning over Let's Get Wrecked with 38. Ooh.
I like
when you touch. Well, I mean, Ricky did say, he said, if we had you on our team,
you would have been worth 2 points.
I guess, but I don't believe that. And Buffalo Vice with 48, winning over Cunning Stunts with 26. And Puckett All-Stars with 62 points. Oh, my gosh, winning over the Baddies with 24.
62 points. Got the oh, my gosh, applause. I love it. Puckett All-Stars 62, Baddies 24. I don't know what happened to Garrett in this one, but holy
crap. Puckett's got to be the favorite.
Puckett. They have to. Dumped on them pretty hard.
They're really good.
Yeah, they were pretty stacked with talent last year. And who did they lose to? It was Zach Attack, right?
They lost to Zach Attack. They beat us in the semis.
They're a really good squad. Yeah, they're a team that I think you could move up a division and they'd do fine.
Absolutely. No, they could be in D3.
I think they might be in a couple months.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Did anybody see any of these games?
I saw a little of the Wanderers game. You can go ahead, John.
Yeah.
Oh, so did
Garba's reffed it. Let's hear from him. Yeah, you were working. Yeah, what do we pay you to watch? Let's go.
John, go ahead.
This was just a clinic. Jordan absolutely picked them apart. I'm going to give a shout-out to Kai. Everybody talks about Chris Nelson, one of the shiftiest, quickest guys in the league. Kai beats him. If you don't send two to him to tag him, you're not going to get him.
I think there's one person that can match him. And it's not Sean, because it's not Sean, it's Kevin Zach.
Yeah, Kevin Zach.
In shiftiness, you need to corner him. You need three people to box around him.
Otherwise, what's
the old line? Make moves in a telephone booth or something like that? Like that
winning tag in a phone booth.
Yeah,
yep.
Whatever it is.
Kai is one of the best athletes I think this league has ever seen. He's obviously young, but... That's just another addition that Jordan Lawson makes to his team that makes him his. What he's always had is the guys: Ralph, Chris, John Kay, Keon, now Kai. He's always had the guys. His deficiency was the girls. Well, now he added Crystal. He got Robin back. He's got Britt, who's on the IL right now.
Okay. I saw her walking around throughout the day. Her ankle is a grade three sprain from
over a month ago. So that's going to be a little bit. But Crystal and Robin alone just make a huge difference.
I think they play off each other well. I think Crystal does a lot of the underneath stuff. It's like what a Heather would do because she's a little bit shorter. And Robin's the taller one, so she'll, you know.
Yeah, and Robin was making all the plays on defense. I think I saw her make 3 or 4 pass deflections. I mean, that's the difference for losing.
She's always been really good defensively.
Yeah, that's they're going to be really, really hard to beat if they have all their girls. And Jordan notoriously only keeps 3 or 4 girls on roster, so he gets into a little bit of trouble if one or two can't make it. But their guys are by far, I'll go on record and say this, they're the best in D1. I don't think it's even a question.
Shots fired, I love it.
But that doesn't mean like guys like Sean aren't really good. Spen, they're all really good, but they don't have. Ralph is probably one of the best defenders in the league.
I think Ralph might be the best defender.
I would argue he is. You've got Chris, who's really good all around. Sometimes he gets a little lackadaisical, but even lackadaisical, he'll beat a lot of people's best players. Mm-hmm. Kai, people are going to learn his name by the end of this. John Kate, when he's one of your lower guys, which he's really good, that's not a disrespect, that speaks to the volume of the guys on the roster. So if Crystal and Robin are there every week, I think losing streak's going to be really, really hard to beat.
Yeah, but what's up with what's scared hitless? Did they get shut out last week or something, or did they score like one touchdown?
They got 0 touchdowns last week, two
so
this week.
They have 12 points in 2 weeks. It's an average of 6. Come on, Dylan.
They lost now.
Come on. I was talking to Johnny Football about it afterwards, too, and he sees it. Yeah. He's not taking what the defense is. He's doing too many deep shots, and it's like, and I talked to Dylan after. I'm like, I tell him after, like, because I see the potential in him, and he's a lefty too, but he just needs to start looking at what's there and what's open instead of trying to, you know, too far. Because then they'll have people underneath 15 yards open. That's good. Move the ball. All you need is like 8 yards of play. That's it. Eight to nine.
Not having Jamie and Mel is a big difference for them. Those are two of the best girls.
Is Jamie on the team and just traveling?
She hasn't been there for a couple of weeks.
Yeah. She's always traveling.
Yeah. And it does make a big difference for how the defense plays against them.
It does, but to Garbaz's point, I saw Dylan standing back there, and routes are at about 10 to 15 yards, and nobody's within 5 yards of the line of scrimmage. So he's scrambling for his life, and Crystal's one of the quicker rushers. you don't have much time, so you're trying to make the Hail Mary plays, the big plays, and they're just not there. And when they're not there, you're not going to score points. So, to his point, if they would take a little bit more methodical of approach, mm-hmm. I think they'll score points, but they're going to struggle until they simplify it a little bit.
All right. Wanderers 39. Let's get Rec 38. Quite the barn burner. Jeff, you said you saw it. What happened, man?
Yeah, I saw the first half of this game. Dave Baker was there, I think, just for the first half, yeah. And then he had to leave for like a daddy-daughter dance at halftime, which is so cute. But Dave and Alex were just lighting it up in the first half. Let's Get Wrecked was awesome on offense. Frankly, so was Wanderers. It just seemed like both teams were always scoring every time I looked over. It was tied at halftime. I expected when Dave left that, you know, it would slow down a lot for Let's Get Wrecked, but Alex was still moving the ball. Some completed a couple deep shots to Ricky. He's got Denver and Saxon on that team. Like, they've got a lot of good athletes. So they made it a great game, came down to the very end, and Wanderers was just a little better.
Did they have to score at the end to win? I love it.
No, I think what happened was they were down by, like nine or something, and they got a guy touchdown, which... Maybe they thought they had enough time for another drive, and Wanderers just killed the time. I think that's how that ended.
All right, then.
Shout out to
Becca for being QB for a moment.
Becca,
this quarterback? I watched her quarterback.
Oh, yeah, that's true, actually. She had a nice pass into the end zone to Alex Buchlis, who had, like, three people draped on him. He still just, you know, rips the ball out of everybody's hands.
That's
beautiful. Yeah, she threw the touchdown to Alex, and it was just a great grab by Alex.
Why wouldn't you have said that? Why do you hate Becca?
I guess I'm mad at her because she didn't fulfill the terms of our bet at the not-so-sicky game.
Ooh.
She was supposed to wear a weight vest because she
was
lost.
That today.
She wore it throughout the day, but she didn't
until
wear it during the game.
She took
it off for the game.
Either
which
game.
I thought that was the Breakfast Club.
That was the whole point.
Bet.
Yeah, that was the Breakfast Club bet. Whichever captain lost had to wear the weight vest for the not-so-sicky game, but she took it off. So.
Oh, it was just for that game?
Yeah.
Oh.
Spoiler alert, Becca's my loser of the week for taking off the vest.
You're can't supposed wait to wait for that.
I can't wait.
I'll say it again. Don't
he
worry.
Has no problem repeating that Becca is the loser of the week. I love that so much. Speaking of more losers, gender teams not doing too well this time. Buffalo Vice, 48 over the Cunning Suns, 26. Shout out to Vice. They're 2-0 to start the season.
They look good.
They look good, and they have wins over both the gender teams, which in the past they've always they've struggled with. So they got that out of the way early, so that's kind of awesome. So shout out to them. And Puckett, like we said, they're just blowing it up. So, yeah, that's pretty exciting. Anybody have anything else to add here? We're moving on to three. We're on to three.
All right. You ready for me? Itches and O's with 38 over Degeneration Sexy with 21. And then Cobblestone with 36 over Creakers with 8.
I saw a little bit of Cobblestone.
Well, tell me what you saw.
So, first drive, I think it had to be 6-0, and it was just before midfield. And I see Daryl do his... patented, little bit of run around, chuck it into the corner of the end zone. Then I don't know the guy's name, but he comes down with it. Creakers looked a little new.
They're very new.
This is their first ever game. Yes.
It's a great name, but they looked new. Daryl, for once in his life, and he's probably saying Hail Marys on this, had more than six people.
That doesn't seem right.
They had more than six people. They had talent. AD was there. I don't know how often AD is going to be there. I spoke with him before the season. He said, you know, he's got some other commitments.
Yeah, he's got tournaments to run, sure.
But they had a full. They had pretty much a full squad, and they made plays for Daryl. And Daryl might not have the arm he used to, but he can still make plays.
He's
smart enough. And this was a good get right game, as we like to call it for him when you're facing a new squad. So. I mean, I play Creakers in a couple weeks, so I mean, I guess I'll have more info on them in a couple weeks. I don't know them, so I
right.
can't
you said
them.
Yeah, I know a bit about them. So this is Missy Keem's team. She brought in her Silver Creek people to play on this team.
Thus, Creakers.
Thus, the Creakers. So a lot of them are brand new to football. You know, she was kind of telling me the other day that just things that we all kind of take for granted, like when you're using like terms to describe, like, all right, we're in zone here, like all this stuff, just some defensive, like, you know, misunderstandings with their team that they've got to get ironed out. Just basic things like, what do you do when you're, like, rushing the passer, right?
Yep.
Just stand here near the dog toy, count and rush. Like, stuff like that that people were kind of, you know, struggling with a bit.
So why are they in – this is just a general question. Why are they in D4 then?
They signed up for D4 originally. I had them slotted at D5 at one point.
Gotcha.
We had an odd number of teams. I asked a lot of teams in D5, like, hey, is anybody willing to move up and do this other division? And they were the ones that had the balls to say, like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. So
Sorry? TMA said no?
TMA's missing...
Yeah, TMA's missing a lot of their normal people. Yeah,
it's only like half of them.
I gotcha.
A lot of injuries and stuff, I guess. So.
Oh, I respect the Creekers for stepping up and doing
it. Yeah, absolutely, and they'll get a great learning curve. Yeah, that's exactly the thing. They will learn a lot from playing against better teams.
Fair enough. Justin, did you ref the other game?
Yeah.
Itches and O's versus Degeneration Sexy.
No, it's funny. Our good friend, Mr. Steven Moser over there, used to always get the bad rep. I like the guy. He makes me laugh. Like, it's just funny. Like, there's not real many issues with him anymore.
I was thinking the same thing.
He's adjusted well. Yeah. You know, I don't know if it's the wifey or whatever else, but he snaps on his players more than anybody else. The refs or the other team.
I don't know about that. You got him when he was winning the game. When he's losing the game.
That's everybody. If everyone, at the minute someone starts losing, they'll blame refs. They'll blame everybody else. That's everybody.
It's easy to blame you. Yeah,
of course.
But, he's always wrong.
To the credit, though, of Degenerations, is it Generation or Generation?
Degeneration Sexy. Not plural.
Multiple Degenerations.
Okay. Or as we call them, the Kellers.
Scotty Drew, I guess, bailed last minute, so then they got Dylan to support.
He does that shit.
I know, it's funny because I saw Scotty Drew out there at night, and he had something going on with Ragazzi. I was out after my benefit, and I saw him, and I'm like, we're talking. And he had something going on with his home or something that popped up last night.
It's 3 o'clock. He didn't want to fucking show up.
Yeah, who knows?
I know.
Fair enough.
I've been there before.
I'll give him credit, though. He's growing the hair out and letting the beard go.
He looks great.
It's awesome.
Got that flow going.
He chewed me out last week, but when I was reffing this game. But
it's all right.
I mean, it was closely, again, during the middle of the game and that, but then Moser's team kind of broke it open at the end, and then they ended up winning by 17.
Yeah, for sure. And to your point, yeah, I agree with you, what you were saying about Steve. I know that a lot of people had issues with him before because he just fought everybody, but ever since then he's just chilled out. He was almost on the show today, but he ended up having to work.
Yeah, he really is. When you get out of the game, he's a great guy.
I love talking to Steve. Steve's great.
I used to not like him.
I think he made a lot of negative first impressions on people, and a lot of people kind of still judge him on like, hey, this was the guy that kind of came over, a lot of arguments.
I think he's growing older, too.
Yeah. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Well, now
but I have not heard any Steve.
Now when he refs my games, we're just like giving each other crap, and I'm like, he marks a spot, and I'm like, dude, it was a yard more, and we just kind of shoot the shit now. Mm-hmm. But it's we started off on a bad foot, and now we're good. So I think to anybody that's listening, if you don't like him, give him a shot. Like, actually, like, talk to him. He's actually a solid guy.
That's fair. That's what I tell people about you.
No,
he lies about you.
I am not a solid guy, so you do not want to get to know me.
I love it. So that's everything we had to do with football and everything football related. That's cool. So that brings us to our winners and losers for the week, which means everybody gets a winner. We're going to go around the room here, explain why, and then we'll do losers. It'll be really exciting. And I start with you, good sir.
I gotta pick a winner?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I was because I figure this guy might actually get taken. I'm going with Mad Mike over there. Because he actually, it's funny, because it was after their game for the Mavericks. He actually came. No, actually, it was before because he gets there early and he comes up and he goes, "You know what? You're a really good rep, man. Thanks for doing your job." I'm like, "Oh, thanks." It's nice to feel appreciated because, like John was saying over here, you just get bashed in this thing. I know half the time people are just joking with stuff like that, but I think both of you, Jeff and Joe, you guys say it best. If you want to complain about the reffing, we'll give you 3 games. Come and and then there's crickets, right?
Yep.
No one wants to do it.
Oh yeah.
Uh huh. Try it out. Like I said, you'll see how fast the game goes, see how much you miss. And exactly.
It's the worst. I would never do it unless Jeff really, really makes me do it before a game.
Mike, for his good sportsmanship, and then he just stays around the field and he's just cheering
he's
people.
Hilarious.
It was great.
This
guy's getting so much hype.
We need more people in this league like him. I think he told me he's like 30, like around 30 or whatever. Perfect. Also, he's younger. We need more people like him to build the league up and stuff because that's what this league is for.
Yeah.
It's a bar drinking league, meeting friends. Again, you play it, you want to be competitive, fine, but when you're done playing, be happy. We like get to know people and things like that. You know?
This was a great winner segment. I like this a lot.
So far, so good.
Now Langley's going to take himself.
Yeah, John, who's your winner?
No, absolutely not. I'm not that arrogant. My winner is Jeff Kroll.
Is it because of my pick?
He picked off Andy Kisak, and the look on his face was enough to make Jeff the winner this week. Because be real, Andy needs to be humbled a little bit, and Jeff Kroll did it.
And especially with that tackle on there, which I didn't even know about pregame.
These are big
stakes.
That
made it even better. Andy, I'm just kidding, but it was hilarious to watch and see the look on his face. Jeff's my winner of the week because he doesn't get many of those. So
I really don't. Appreciate it, though.
You probably just Gloating, they have four. You're arguably the league leader in interceptions right now.
Well, this season, yeah. I mean, this is the last time he had four interceptions.
I think the last time he had four interceptions in the season, it was 1999.
Yeah, that feels about right.
Back when he was like 25 years old.
That's right. Yeah.
Something like that.
Yep,
so.
That feels right. The math tracks.
Do you have a spreadsheet that would tell you the last time you had four interceptions?
No, I don't. So it's funny. People have asked
you
me.
You have all these, I don't keep all track these of stats on Sticky and you yeah. don't have them.
I don't keep track of player stuff, you know?
Well, that's a shame. You should
track
do that.
Personal
no,
stuff.
See, I don't like that because I think once you start telling people like, hey, I'm looking at this stuff, then people get selfish
don't,
and they're like,
you don't
oh,
tell
no,
them.
I guess interceptions wouldn't matter
no,
to
you.
Don't,
but
you
don't
just
mess for you.
You don't
tell
them.
Like, you're
that'd
be real easy to keep track of that stuff, yeah.
Jeff, you
might have one more the rest of the year.
Jeff, you don't tell them. You just keep the
oh, there you go.
Like, I could tell you that Pete has, like, a million receptions for us.
Give or take a million, yeah.
Something like that.
That feels right.
I thought you did keep track.
See,
I don't
think so.
Just wins and losses.
I thought
you
did.
I know. It's, it just
seems like
somebody...
Because he told me that THK was the only team to beat him in the last...
10 games.
10 games,
yeah.
So... All
right, Carly, no the winner of the week.
Oh, I really want to say not so sticky
that's
defense.
Fine. Do
because
it.
We are second, right? Second in the league?
Yeah. Yeah, not so sticky is right now. So losing streak is the
I
best
mean,
defense in the league, as as we talked about earlier. But yeah, not so sticky
really
is number two.
I really see a lot of the other games. So
yeah, we're doing great.
Going with that.
Jeff, you have your phone out.
I do. I always take notes out of time. You know that. I've got two winners of the week. One of them is Carl Smith.
Yeah.
He's using the right side
yes.
in the NSS ILF bidding war.
Go
love
Carl.
You, Carl. And number two is Frodo for their first D1 win. I realized that Eyes Downtown obviously was missing some people, but that's just part of the game. It's still a big deal to beat Bobby McConnell ever. And, you know, Ben Stack, Nick Angelo, I mean, these guys are elite athletes. And also Blaze was there.
God, what it's... You're such a dick. I love it. My shout-out is, one of the things that we said a bunch of times as we were going through the games was just, oh, they're a brand new team. Oh, they're a brand new team. Oh, they're a brand new team. Oh, they got some new people. So just shout-out new people. That's awesome because that means we're just getting fresh blood in here and more people are figuring it out. And there's a bunch of new faces at the bar the last 2 weeks. So just in general, all the new teams and people and faces we have, that's just awesome because it just means we're growing and I guess we're doing something sort of right. So that's pretty sweet. Short and sweet there. All right, now the fun time. Losers of the week. Justin Garbaz, who's your loser of the week?
You want to take that one? You take that
no,
one.
No, you got
no,
this.
No, you got that one. Cause
apparently they're talking losers.
No. You can take that one.
No, take this one.
No, I'm not.
Take
you take
one.
Somebody better take this. Carly, take this.
I'm throwing a curveball out there. Going right. with the whole team. Not naming any names on the team, but I had two of their games. The Free Ballers. Thing with them is this. Again, when winning, everything's fine. It's nice. As Lenny would say, rainbows and puppies and all that, but the minute they start losing, well, I know the rule. No, Keita, you don't know the rule because we have to keep showing you the rule. Just read the rule book. I know there's 18 pages. That's not my fault, all right? And I'm going to give Crow over there credit because two teams that stick out in my mind in my history of doing this, and it's been basically, you know, a generation here of over 20 years. Is the XTC team with Eric Stegmaier. He now plays for, what, D-Generation Sexy? Mm-hmm. But they never complained about anything. And if they did, they would say, so what did you see? They'd yeah. always come like that. Not M&F and me, not doing this, that, and the other. But, Crow, like, on your team, I mean, I would say you'd be in the spokesperson captain of it. Like, you'd be the only one that actually asked. Like, Mike Thomas never
yeah.
complains about anything. He said, like, there's no one really on your team that complains. Maybe your wife used to, but now she's, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's fair. No,
well,
she'd be a great answer on that. Well, I think, there's,
squad, yeah.
I think there's a couple reasons for that. Number one, it's intentional to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
Whenever we have to recruit somebody new, we always say, like, is this person going to be somebody that's bitching at the other team, bitching
mm-hmm.
at refs? We just don't recruit people like that. But number two, everybody on our team refs for the most part.
See,
so we all know. It's like, guys, we've all been screamed at before for blowing a call, right? Everybody knows that. A lot of the stuff is bang, bang. So, yeah, exactly. You have empathy when it's like, man, I'd hate to be Garbaz in this situation because that's a really bang, bang play.
And that's how I used to be, too.
Yeah.
Trust me, when I played, I was a hothead. The minute
yeah.
I started reffing more games,
yep.
which was probably around like 2012, 2013, I started reffing like 5-6 games. I'm like, yeah, like you act, and again,
yeah.
you get older, you know,
yeah, that's
mature
it.
In that. So,
yeah.
I'm not a hothead at all.
No, you're not that bad.
John, you're loser of the week.
I say this with all the love in the world because I love you, bub. Garrett Beesing. You have the best girls that you could assemble.
Just about, yeah.
And haven't won a game. And blew
yikes.
The lead.
Oh.
Yikes.
I say this with love. Prove me wrong, bub.
When does THK play baddies? Do we know?
Toward the end of the year.
All right. Look forward
and,
to that one.
Oh. If I've peed that week,
I think we should change the schedule.
It's going to be a rough week. No, I look, it's more in jest that I'm saying this.
The thing is, if he were here, he'd just be like, yeah, I'm fucking terrible.
Yeah.
I understand.
No, he would. And that's why I can say this, because I know he'll just say, yeah, I sucked. But, no, they played, I mean, obviously a lot better against PWI. It's just kind of came down to the end. But, you know, Garrett will tell you, if anybody's going to make a boneheaded interception, it's him or me. One of us is going to make a boneheaded interception.
No,
a lot of times it's him.
Yeah, I'll confirm that. That's true.
So, no, it's Garrett.
Okay. Kyle, here's your loser of the week.
All right. Well, I kind of have two because...
Who's your losers of the week? Let's go.
Well, I kind of agree with Justin. Like, the people with bad attitudes and don't just go out and have fun. Like, it's a fun... It's just for fun. Just have fun and leave it on the field. I don't think there's any reason to get mad at other people. So, the people who just...
So, meanies, you're the jerks.
Yeah, definitely. If you're not having fun, then you're a loser.
It's true.
Okay. So, the second person... The second... would be Andrew. Because let me tell you, I mean, you didn't ask me to be on ILF, so...
I don't really use that.
No, I really don't care.
No, steer into this. Let's go.
I've been friends with Jason and Becca and Andrew for so long, so there's really no hard feelings, but
just a little bit.
Just because we played each other.
I will say this too about that game. So obviously a lot of those people like Andrew and Jason and Alex Baker, like we've been friends with them forever.
Yeah,
so throughout the game, we're talking all kinds of shit to them. And at one point we kind of realized like we actually don't know Tom and Brett that well. They must think we're the biggest assholes on the planet.
Right.
Because we were like taunting the entire game. Just like, oh, this is our buddies, you know, this is fun for us. But they're probably watching from the other side, like, man, what a bunch of assholes.
But then those guys also icy in the beginning.
So you know what kind of fun themselves, guys.
I feel like they should know that there's a friendship already there or something.
Well, to be fair, Jeff Cole is an asshole.
You're not wrong, John.
But you're not going to ice people that you don't know.
Right.
Or should you?
Oh, boy.
Good way to meet people.
Just expect this at the bar next week.
Kyle, we're going to load you up with like four of them and just you're going to do it to randoms. And
yes.
You're a welcoming committee.
I feel like I'd be the worst person to do that to or have a nice go-to someone.
Why?
Because I'm too friendly. Like,
that's the point.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought if you're trying to not make friends, pick me.
Lenny used to have the Sunshine Committee. You might have to be the new member of
that. All right. I
passing
can
out
that.
Stickers and Smirnoff Ices.
Oh my gosh. It sounds like a job for me.
It truly does.
This has my name written all over it.
Jeff Cole, your list of losers.
It's just two. One of them was mine, and I said it earlier, Becca, for not wearing the vest during the game.
God,
Becca, loser of the week, disappointing. The other one actually isn't from me, but Andrew wanted me to deliver a message. He said that the loser of the week is all of the ladies of the TSL, since now Andrew has to become ugly with his long hair and reckless beard. Nobody can appreciate his handsomeness anymore. So all of you ladies are the losers.
To quote Cole Laporta,
great question.
Andy's such a loser.
Such a loser, right? I mean, there you go. So
did he appreciate it before?
No.
That's a great question. It's up to the listeners to decide.
Carly spoke for everyone.
And that's all I've got.
Carly, you're now my winner of the week.
Oh, yes.
Carly is saying, can I change it to Carly? She's
I already had dibs. It's fucking brilliant. Loser of the week, it's not really that bad for me because I don't really have anything too much to complain about. I will say just running a podcast, being the podcast itself is loser of the week because it's hard to get people on it. So again, let me take this time to thank you guys for taking time out of your lives to come here and do this.
I was actually shocked because I, for years, never called. I've been on two of the past four. All right.
Yes.
And probably more.
What does it speak that you texted me at 3:00 and I said that I could do it?
Exactly. That's why you guys get the thank you. So it's just running it is still a pain in the ass, and it's not really a loser thing. It's just an I miss Lenny thing because he used to just sit there and text violently with cat emojis, and he would get everybody he needed to be on this podcast. And sometimes it's just hard. So people who don't respond to texts, who can't even say a simple no, Travis, I'm just fucking with them, but still. Yeah, that's about it. It's just a pain in the ass to run this thing. So that's my loser-ish thing of the week because nothing really bad has happened yet. So what else?
Other than the weather.
Yeah, but even then, it still kind of like opened up and was like not too shabby.
Oh, I just so happened to play in the worst of it.
Yeah, it's fine. Anyway, so that brings us to final thoughts because we're at an hour, which is beautiful. Final thoughts, if you don't know, is this can be anything you want it to be about the league, whatever, whatever, whatever. You can do your thing. Garbage, we're going to start with you.
This was actually brought up in our meeting with Jeff and Garrett and Travis. Just trying to build this league up. We had all those teams, and now it kind of dropped off a little bit. But just trying to market it to friends, people you know. Like, I'm a former teacher, like 20 years. I've had former students and players I've coached play in it. But just trying to get it out there. Because, again, there's other leagues, you know, and people might want to go to them and that. But it's like, what makes our league the best is the camaraderie, right? We have mm-hmm. bar here and stuff.
100%.
And again, it's like... Yeah. Bring your we'll use the, for lack of better words, A game here, sportsmanship, things like that on the field, but use that camaraderie off, get to know people. Lenny would always preach that, Topper would always preach that, Vermeer would always preach that. You know, learn, you might make a new friend, and I think there's been a lot of bonds. I mean, there's people that have gone to weddings, like I went to Travis's wedding, like 2 years ago. You guys probably wouldn't know that by the way we act with each other.
I assume you were sassing each other's tires.
Yeah, well, right. I mean, there's someone that grinds my gears more, and he knows that. But, you know, like I said, it's you build bonds with people. People you might want for sports league. You mentioned, like, the hockey leagues and things like that you can go with, you know. Like, now I'm doing real estate. Newman does real estate. If you're looking for a home, I deal with jobs now and that. And back in the day, I was, like, looking for a job. And there's so many different jobs that people work at here. And it's just all networking.
We have a section on the website, by the way, the TSL Business Exchange.
Yes.
It's barely used. We only have, like, a physical therapist on there. We've got the plumbing and all that stuff. If anybody ever wants to be on that stuff, just shoot me a note.
To that point, you know, I work at Graybar Electric. I mm-hmm. deal with electrical sales, and Raw Dog is like, oh, yeah, we buy from you. And, you know, we started to help them out. And
yeah.
So, it actually, to Garbett's point, that's fantastic. Like, there's a lot of us, obviously, we have our day jobs. Yep. So, it's good to connect. This is actually great for connection on that realm, too. Also, friendships. I've met a lot of great people here. Mm-hmm. You know, Jeff, Joe... Mm-hmm. Even though Joe never is nice to me,
that's how he shows you he cares.
Learn that, but seriously, I've met so many great people here, and that's why, you know, people ask, you know, why do you stick with TSL? It's because of that, because mm-hmm. we've a lot of great friendships here.
I love it, Kylie. What's your final thought?
I guess my final thought is
my final thought.
Oh, go ahead.
Then how's your final thought?
I'm not going to skip you.
I would have jumped to that same conclusion.
I just completely.
What's there, John?
Just stealing half of garbage.
Yeah, that's all I was doing. I was just piggybacking.
All right. What's your final thought? Jesus Christ.
I want more people when they treat refs, and I've started to treat refs a little bit better since I started doing it. I used to be really an asshole, and I can admit that. But I need people more like Scotty Drow. When he had an issue with one of the calls I made, and he bitched at first, but he never made it personal. He never really attacked me. But then after the game comes up to me and says, okay, so she was coming quick. You know, why didn't you call her going over the line quick? We talked about it, and I said, look, I told your team they can count quicker. They were counting slow. You know, I kind of let him in on my thought process, and he said, oh, okay, I didn't know that. I didn't know we were counting slow and you were going to let it be a little bit quicker. And we need more people like that, where we have a conversation with the refs instead of chewing them out. Remember, I understand we're paying them to ref,
sure,
but they're all people. Let's not degrade them. Let's treat them with respect. Especially like last week, the weather, they have to stand in. They're not playing. When you're playing, it's a little bit warmer. Mm-hmm. But you're just standing there and they have to brave the elements, I understand they're getting 25 as an hour, but let's treat them with a little bit more respect. Let's have conversations and let's make it more progressive than we are just degrading people.
Absolutely. Are you done now? Are you done? We good?
I feel like you're degrading him now.
Yeah, that's
what Joe does to me.
I just didn't want to be yelled at again. Mm. That's all. Carly, what you got? All
right, so my final thoughts are I want to see Let's Get Wrecked do very well in this league because they went up to D3, which I think is amazing. So I'm really hoping that they can do very well in their division. So I'm rooting for them a little bit.
All right.
We're not.
My ex. Okay. Oh, sorry. My ex team.
We're not worried about them.
I would root for ILF if they were in my division, but...
Bunch of losers now.
They are.
What do you got?
I was actually going to say something very similar to Garbaz. So instead of piggybacking on that, I'll just pivot and say the last couple of weeks have been a little bit stressful just watching the weather forecast.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, getting all these questions. Are we going to cancel on Saturday?
Oh, yeah.
Which I never know until Saturday. So I think the forecast for this Saturday actually doesn't look horrible.
Which means
63. So I hope that we have, like, just a nice, like, we're due for, like, a sunny spring day. You know, get people out there at the bar playing cornhole. Just get a lot of people, like, doing games, talking, all that.
The better. It's, like, It's technically Cinco de Mayo weekend, and the Kentucky Derby's that day.
Absolutely, yeah.
So
I'll
have to gamble on the Derby.
So I'm hoping that it's a really big bar weekend for us.
Probably. Oh, boy. Can't wait. What was the last thing you said?
Just that I hope that it's a really big bar weekend for us.
Yeah. I mean, even for the cold, rainy ones we've had, we still had the bar pretty packed.
Yeah. Because,
like, in years past, these shitty weather days, like, just nobody would be there. But
and some of it's the new teams. I think they've been awesome. Like, you see, like, Wanderers, you see Goat Sack, like, some of these teams hanging out, and it's awesome.
Yeah, they've been fantastic.
Well, they enjoy having to walk to a bar instead of drive 5 miles to it.
Sausage McMuffins, exactly.
Can I ask about who the mole is?
Hold on. Did you just raise your hand?
Yeah, I was sassing you. So the guy with the mullet.
You'll have to be more specific.
We need to talk about him
because he has been left out of the
mullet. Yeah, the mullet and the pants. Starbucks knows.
And the tight pants. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
You want in there.
This guy is the next. This guy could be the next big character in the TSL. He needs to be on a podcast. We'll get we'll get mullet guy and Mike on this podcast
together. I go back over
20 years. In 2002, we had this guy playing for this team. I can't remember the team. Topper may know it, or Molly may know it, or Doreen. But we called him Hat Guy. He'd always wear a beanie. Could be 80 degrees. He'd wear a beanie and sunglasses. And every time he scored a touchdown, he would do a dance in the back of the end zone.
Beautiful.
And they allowed it. They didn't care. That sounds like character. And that's what I'm saying. We need good characters.
I agree.
In this league.
This guy seems like he's primed to be the next one. He was something.
We need somebody to replace Deke.
Well, you told me that.
Gritty's on.
Oh, my goodness.
You told me that Denver was poised to be that guy, and he just let me down. So
Denver is an awesome guy. I wish he would hang out at the bar longer. I feel like after the Let's Get Wrecked game this week, I saw him briefly, but I think he didn't hang out. I think he just left. Yeah. I'd love to see Denver up here for like a whole afternoon.
Denver?
People would love Denver.
Yeah, Denver is great, and so is Saxton. Both of them.
Yeah.
Like, we played, I don't think Denver was there that week, but Saxton, he played Flip Cup. We were all playing Flip Cup out here in the fall. And we had like a match going on between.
It was Sticky against Let's Get Wrecked.
Yeah.
Underneath the tent over there. Yeah. I mean, they've got a bunch of fun guys, and that's what we need more of.
Yeah.
To your point, just more characters.
Denver is fun.
Mad Mike is a new character.
Yeah.
Could be good, so.
Let's build him up.
Yeah.
I love it. All right, so my final thought is this. So, as many people do know, the Breakfast Club is captained by ladies because it's just significantly more fun that way. And one of the best parts about it is that these girls make bets every single week. Some of them are like small and lame. Like, I think yesterday, what was it? On Saturday, Steph just had to like cover Kelly in kisses with lipstick or something stupid she had to wear it all day. Little things like that. So some of them are fun. Some of them are just ridiculous. Some of them are crazy pictures. I think they're talking about a photo shoot on hay bales at some point. Just dumb shit.
But yeah, that was Becca's idea. Yeah.
People did a human pyramid one year.
It's
a whole bunch of stuff. But, right?
But,
so Ashley and Becca are playing this week, and this one's kind of cool. So the loser of this game is going to donate $50 to the Center for Handicapped Children. So basically they're playing for charity. So what they are asking is that if anybody wants to chip in and just kind of like go in with the loser, well, they were going to ask your teams too. So if anybody is thinking that, hey, let me help out with this charity because it's already, Becca's already, Becca, because I'm assuming she's going to lose, but Becca or Ashley are going to drop 50 themselves as the loser, and then we're going to get as many people as we can to chip in and just
win or lose, I'll do it.
Yeah, perfect. So that's what we're hoping for. So if you're listening to this and you want to donate 5, 10, 50, whatever you want to do, that's super cool. You're not obligated to, but anybody who wants to join in, let us know and hopefully...
Yeah, who should they get in touch with? Should they reach out to you?
Honestly, any of us at this point.
Sure,
like,
that sounds like Ashley's thing.
I was going to say,
I just don't know if everybody has Ashley's phone number the way that they would
Ashley,
have one of
us. Ashley, for her birthday, asked people instead of giving her presents.
To
she
do that.
Said donate. So this is totally
well. It's definitely her idea, and Becca's going along with it. So,
so
you can talk to Ashley Bauer. You can talk to Becca. You can talk to me.
Yeah.
You can talk to Jeff. It doesn't matter. I mean, we know who you're talking to. So because if you don't know who they are, I know a lot of people don't know who Ashley is. A lot of people don't know who Becca is.
Right.
They know her sound, but they don't know what she looks like. So I thought it was a really cool thing, a little different. So that was really neat. And so if you want to join in on the little charity thing we got going on, we'll do that, and hopefully we can help them out a little bit. So that wraps it up for week 2. Week 3 is on its way. Like Jeff said, weather's supposed to be slightly better, and we don't have to be miserable about it. Again, I'd like to thank Jeff for being here like he always is. Kylie, thank you. You were a delight.
Aww.
John, thank you for talking about yourself all the time. It was perfect. And Justin,
I'm the George Best replacement.
Thank you for your years and years and decades of knowledge.
I try.
And I'm glad that you're here.
Sometime I will retire, though. Every year.
4 year plan, man. 4 year plan.
4 years, yep.
4 years, he's done.
TSL South, that's what I'll be doing.
That's fine. You're allowed, I guess. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for listening. Thank you for taking an hour and 13 minutes out of your time to listen to this stupid little podcast. I appreciate you. We appreciate everything you do for us. And yeah, that's it. If you want to be on it, let us know. It'll be exciting. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for having me. Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. I'm so overwhelmed. How did my brain conceive them? A snow white dove in the pitch black night. A raindrop falls from tremendous heights. A wave crashes off of a cliff in Scotland. A child bites an apple, but the core is rotten. TV is free, but what is the cost? We have GPS, and yet we're still lost. A carrot in the desert, a camel in the garden, a man with giant ears begging your pardon. What if a garbage man was actually smart? A common misconception that we're tearing apart. Into a dog, dog food is just food. Into a sock, a mansion's just a big shoe. A milk dud sitting in the acid rain. A house cat addicted to the cocaine. No teeth, unlimited floss. These are just a few of our incredible thoughts. Incredible thoughts, incredible mind. Too many great ideas inside. It's a miracle my head can contain them. My spectacular brain for all humankind. Changing how we think about space and time. Now it's time to share them. Waits for the bus. A number one dad trophy covered in rust. A nun ducked to basketball, living the impossible. A man breaks his leg inside a hospital. We just thought of that, and it could change the world. We're like a smart oyster full of pearls. Such as an ultrasound of a new baby with a Santa hat drawn on. Yeah, that's my kind of Christmas card. What if a butterfly was made out of butter? These small thoughts could destroy Big Brother. The world's cutest kitten just hugging a dog. Just one of many of our incredible thoughts. What if one thought could cure the people? What if one song could end all evil? Imagine if a fish could play guitar and also sing. It would sound bizarre, like
my name is Mr. Fish.
Yeah.
These guys' thoughts have granted my wish. Oh,
and
yeah.
That may have just changed the course of time. I swear my mind blows my mind.